We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Get your tickets now for Funny First Weekend at Riddles Comedy Club, July 31st and August 1st on Eventbrite.com. Only $15. Damon Williams reports, arrest one dummy and get the second one free? Damon, seriously?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a big boy at a buffet.
Oh, my God.
All right. Drinking and driving is always a bad idea, but it's even worse when you speed and driving. So Eric Polite of Flushing, New York, was clocked doing over 106 miles an hour by a Vermont state trooper. Now, when he pulled him over, he also failed a breathalyzer. He blew a .25, which is three times over the legal limit. Now, when the trooper took Eric into custody, his passenger, who was in the back seat by the name of LeSean Baker, got in the front and took the wheel. But as soon as LeSean put the car in gear, the trooper pulled him over. Tested him, he blew a .19. So, the trooper also arrested LeSean before he even drove 2 feet. So now, they both got DUIs, and I'm not sure what happened to the additional passenger. Now, I'm assuming there's an additional passenger, or at least one more person in the car, if LeSean was in the back seat. But if these two were wasted, I'm sure the third party was too. But after seeing both of his buddies get arrested, he probably still sitting on the side of the highway. Seriously. As serious as a one-leg kickboxing class.
Woo!
Wow.
That's pretty serious.
I like it.
That's very serious, Tom. Seriously. Now, if I told you this next story involves a fight that quickly escalated into a shooting, you might assume these were black folks. Well, you would probably change your mind if I said these people were fighting were part of a turtle rescue volunteer group. That's when you know these were not black people. A 65-year-old Doug Young and 72-year-old Stan Panamanian. Okay, I'm guessing on that one, Sybil.
Okay.
They were coming to check on nesting female turtles when a 38-year-old Michael McAuliffe started confronting them with profanity and aggressive behavior, saying he don't like turtles. That's when 72-year-old Stan pulled out a gun and warned him to back off and leave the turtles alone and told him that messing with turtles was a felony. So then Stan put the gun back in his pocket. That was a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Because this is where Michael hauled off and punched Doug, the other guy that was just standing there. So the three started tussling. Michael, the 38-year-old, took the gun from Stan and pulled the trigger, hitting the 72-year-old man in the hip, which is already bogus because at 72 years old, you don't need no help injuring your hips. After he realized what he did, Michael freaked out. He threw the gun in the sand and said he couldn't believe he had just done that. Well, the police believed he did it. They arrested him and charged him with assault of a person over 65.
Oh my God.
Now, he's had previous arrests, including a prior charge of assault of a person over 65. But not only does he not like turtles,
he don't like
apparently, he don't like senior citizens either.
Okay.
So Michael's in jail, seriously. Report to you live, and I'll talk to y'all live from Chicago next week. But in Punta Costa right now, it's your chief correspondent, David Williams.
All right, dude. You don't like old people either, man.
Dang.